House Bill 143 was sponsored by Representative Paul Seaton from Homer. He spoke to the bill during Wednesday's House floor session. He says the 7-day temporary dude crew member fishing licenses are being used in ways other than the way they were intended.
The intention at the time was to allow people to take visitors to our state out for a short window to experience commercial fishing. This provision has been used for taking family members, residents and non-residents out on these short-term fishing licenses. However, the program also allowed for multiple and sequential 7-day licenses. And so what we have seen is in the short-duration fisheries, it has become known that non-residents could buy multiple sequentially dated 7-day licenses and avoid paying the higher fee of a non-resident in buying an annual license.
House Bill 143 would limit crew members to purchasing just one temporary dude license a year. Those 7-day licenses cost $30. If they want to fish longer than 7 days, they would be required to purchase an annual crew member license. For residents of Alaska, that's just $60, but that jumps up to $250 a year for non-residents. Back in 2005, just 47 dude licenses were issued in Alaska. In 2012, that figure jumped up to 1,344. Representative Seaton says that has cost the state of Alaska over $285,000 in lost revenue. He says limiting a person to just getting one 7-day dude license a year will return the program to its intended purpose.
And that does satisfy the objective of coming back to the original intent of the bill, letting people experience commercial fishing in a short window of time. And this bill, as it came out of finance, also allowed someone that if they then decide to stay commercial fishing, they could buy an annual light non-resident license, presuming they're non-residents, and then apply for the rebate on the $30 that they had bought the 7-day ticket for.
Seaton says the bill also protects the Fisherman's Fund, which is funded by a portion of the fees the state takes in from fishing licenses.
A 7-day license at $30 does not generate $11 for Fisherman's Fund for insurance, and those could be risky people that didn't know and weren't professional fishermen.
House Bill 143 was approved Wednesday by the House by a vote of 38-0. The bill now heads to the state Senate for consideration. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.